Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Who Says Elephants Can't Dance? Is a business memoir by Louis V. Gerstner Jr., the executive who became CEO of IBM in 1993 during one of the company's most severe crises. Part leadership narrative and part turnaround case study. The book explains how he helped prevent IBM from being broken apart and instead redirected it towards services, solutions, and customer responsiveness. Its purpose is not simply to recount a corporate rescue, but to show how large organizations can recover when strategy, incentives, and culture are addressed together. Gerstner writes from direct experience, which gives the book unusual practical value for readers interested in organizational change, executive decision-making, and enterprise transformation. Rather than offering abstract theory, it presents a first-hand account of how bureaucracy, internal politics, and outdated assumptions can weaken a company, and how disciplined leadership can reorient it toward market realities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, IBM's turnaround began with a rejection of breakup logic. One of the book's central arguments is that IBM was not mainly suffering from being too large, but from being badly aligned. When Gerstner arrived, many observers believed the company should be split into separate businesses. He chose the opposite path and kept IBM intact, arguing that its greatest advantage lay in its ability to integrate hardware, software, and services for customers. This decision matters because it reframed the crisis from an organizational structure problem into a strategic coherence problem. Instead of treating size itself as the enemy, Gerstner focused on how the company was using its scale. The book shows that major transformations do not always require dismantling an enterprise. Sometimes they require redefining the reason the enterprise exists. That insight gives the memoir wider relevance for leaders facing pressure to pursue drastic structural fixes before understanding the actual source of decline. Secondly, culture. Not just strategy was the real obstacle inside IBM. A defining theme of the book is Gerstner's claim that culture is not a supporting factor in business performance, but the main operating system of the company. He describes IBM as bureaucratic, inward-looking, and divided into competing fiefdoms that protected their own interests rather than serving customers. This culture created habits of delay, caution, and internal obstruction that could not be solved by strategy alone. The book is persuasive because it shows culture through behavior, not slogans, how decisions were made, how people communicated, and whether collaboration actually happened. Gerstner treats cultural change as hard work, not inspirational rhetoric. That includes confronting habits of entitlement and for his managers to operate with greater accountability. The lesson is that even a technically strong enterprise can become dysfunctional if its internal norms reward preservation over performance. For readers, this is one of the book's most enduring contributions because it connects abstract organizational culture to visible business outcomes. Thirdly, customer focus replaced internal process as the source of direction. The book repeatedly emphasizes that IBM had become too focused on itself and too detached from the market it was supposed to serve. Gerstner shifted attention away from internal procedures, legacy assumptions, and product pride toward the needs of actual customers. This was especially important as the technology market moved away from dependence on mainframes and toward integrated solutions, networking, and services. The practical lesson is that customer centricity is not a slogan, but an organizing principle. It shapes what a company invests in, how teams coordinate, and which capabilities matter most. Gerstner argues that IBM needed to understand the changing business problems of its clients rather than merely deliver old products in a more polished form. That repositioning from hardware vendor to solutions company is one of the book's clearest strategic pivots. It demonstrates a turnaround requires seeing the market more accurately than competitors do, then reorganizing the company to meet that reality instead of defending its historical identity. Fourthly, incentives and accountability had to be redesigned to change behavior. Another major theme is the connection between compensation systems and organizational behavior. Gerstner believed that IBM could not ask managers to think as one company while rewarding them as separate units. He therefore pushed performance-based incentives and tied rewards more closely to total corporate results rather than isolated divisional targets. This approach is important because it recognizes that people respond to the systems around them, not just to speeches from leadership. If rewards encourage silo behavior, then collaboration will remain fragile. The book also stresses personal accountability leaders had to own results, not hide behind rank, process, or committee structure. Gerstner's emphasis on stock ownership and shared outcomes reflects a broader principle that incentives should align individual interests with long-term enterprise health. For readers interested in management, this chapter of the book is especially useful because it shows how structural changes in pay and evaluation can support deeper cultural change rather than merely accompany it. Lastly, principles and execution mattered more than bureaucracy and formal process. Gerstner is notably skeptical of rigid process as a substitute for leadership. The book argues that in a crisis, over-reliance on procedure can slow adaptation, protect weak performance, and create the illusion of control. Instead, he favors operating through clear principles, direct ownership, and practical execution. This does not mean rejecting discipline. It means refusing to let bureaucracy become a barrier to action. The memoir shows a leader who spends time on details, challenges assumptions, and expects managers to engage with real problems rather than merely manage through layers of hierarchy. That approach is especially relevant in large organizations, where procedures often outlive their usefulness. The book suggests that execution is strongest when leadership standards are simple, visible, and tied to results. It also helps explain why IBM could respond to a changing technology environment. Flexibility allowed the company to move faster than its old structure would have permitted. The broader implication is that principles provide direction, while process should remain a tool rather than an end in itself. In conclusion, Who Says Elephants Can't Dance is best suited for executives, managers, students of business strategy, and readers interested in major organizational change. It is especially valuable for anyone trying to understand how a large legacy company can recover from decline without relying on cliches about inspiration or innovation. The book offers practical benefit because it connects leadership decisions to concrete business mechanisms, culture, incentives, customer focus, and operating discipline. It also has intellectual value as a rare first-person account of a historic corporate turnaround inside one of the world's most recognizable companies. What distinguishes it from many business books is its combination of memoir and case study. Gerstner does not write as an outside commentator, and he does not turn the story into a simple victory narrative. Instead, he shows the complexity of changing a company that had deep habits, strong internal resistance, and enormous public scrutiny. That makes the book more credible and more instructive than generic leadership guides. Its lasting appeal is that it explains not only what IBM changed, but why those changes were necessary and how leadership can drive them. If you would like to support Luis V. Gerstner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.